The Bensington Society, and this report is written by David McGill. First of all, a mea culpa. In my October piece, I credited the Millstream Day Centre with hosting our VJ celebrations. While I am sure they would have, actually the event was hosted superbly by the Crown Inn, whose staff spared no effort in ensuring the setting and refreshments were just what was needed. We opened our autumn season with the talk Roman Britain and its links to Benson, given by Helen Creswell. She covered a much wider geographic area than most of us expected, which helped put their presence in Benson in perspective. Helen is obviously an enthusiastic expert in her subject, and that enthusiasm transferred to the audience as we learned more about how Benson was once a fortified Roman town, with still much speculation as to exactly where the fortifications were. The two top spots being in or around the castle square and between the church and the river. Prior to the talk, Mick Brown gave an overview of the changes that are likely to happen with the creation of a new mobility hub on the A4074, adjacent to the marina and on both sides of the road, to support sustainable travel and improve access to public transport. Detail and illustrations can be found on the OCC website. This site also gave all who visited a chance to comment via a questionnaire, but this closed on October the 22nd. Nevertheless, please take the time to visit the site and see what is planned, particularly if you are likely to be affected, e.g. residents of St Helens Avenue and Preston Cromarsh. As usual, our thanks go out to our salad makers for their delicious salads and to the farm shop at Britwell Slum for the great ham and cheese. Julia and John Meehan's, the owners of the shop and farm, were our guests for the evening and by all accounts thoroughly enjoyed their visit. One of our committee members, Pete Eldridge, has been the organiser of our village's Remembrance Day parade for many years, but will retire from the job at the end of the year. This leaves a rather large hole in the village's ability to hold the event. So if anyone can help, please contact the parish council. We can also give a shout out for a linked event that your society is co-producer of. Christopher Swan's play One Night, about the discussions between the two British officers who were tasked to choose the unknown soldier from the coffins put in front of them in a small church in northern France 105 years ago. This is being performed as close to the 11th of November as possible, on Saturday the 8th of November at 6:30 p.m. in Benson Parish Hall. Tickets at £5 each are available from Derry's Den or on the door. Apart from being editor of this illustrious rag, Chris and his wife Fran are stand-in bar managers for our Friday evening meetings when Sue and David can't do it. You will have seen our October talk about the air ambulance before you read this, so I hope you found it informative. It's a charity the society has supported over many years.